and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Versatility with an unexpected low price. The 3E compact utility tractor at Prairie Land Partners John Deere packs the horsepower landscape professionals need to mow, grade, haul, and load. Not to mention quality, reliability, and a great low price. Stop by any of their 15 locations or visit them online at prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia State Department of Music Chair Alan Comstock, as we're going to be previewing the department's Music Gala Benefit Concert coming up on October 2nd. Alan, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Ron, Chuck. How are you guys?
We're all right. How about you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
And we're also joined this morning by Jason Sickle. Jason will be leading, conducting the alumni choir during the big gala event coming up this weekend. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. Well, Alan, the day is almost here. Let's talk about the big Music Gala Benefit Concert coming up Saturday night at Albert Taylor Hall. Give us the specific whens and wheres and who is going to be performing.
Okay, the when is 7:30 p.m., as you said, this Saturday, which is October 2nd, and the where is in Albert Taylor Hall on the ESU campus. It's in Plum Hall, so it's right in the middle of campus. And this is our annual gala benefit concert. This is our largest scholarship fundraiser of the year, and we are very excited this year because we're featuring our longtime Director of Choral Activities, Dr. Terry Barham, who had a very distinguished career. Terry was with us from 1987 until 2010, and so we overlapped a bit. So I'm very excited. This is a long overdue honor. We just decided, by gum, this is the year. So we're going to feature, we're going to induct Terry into the Beach Hall of Distinction. And we're going to feature both our current a cappella choir and an alumni choir, which has been put together by Jason Sickle. And it's a really exciting event because this is the first time that I can recall that we have we've had a featured choral event. So we're really excited about this.
Jason, how excited are you to be not only involved with this, but to have, as Alan mentioned, this focus on the choral side of things?
Yeah, you know, it's really great because, you know, Terry Barham was just had a profound impact on so many of us, me included. You know, I came from a small town, and I sang and played in band, but it really wasn't until I got to Emporia State that I realized just how much training it was going to take. And I had several classes with Terry Barham, of course, was in a cappella choir and madrigal singers with him. And that really sort of defined who I became, as a high school choir director, middle school and high school choir director. And so now we sort of get to give back and recognize Dr. Barham for 23 years of exceptional leadership and service to Emporia State. So it's going to be great.
Yeah, Dr. Barham was incredible, and he was a regular here on the radio. We had him on quite often, highlighting activities choral-wise up at Emporia State. And Jason, where are you at right now?
So I'm up in Overland Park at Blue Valley North High School, and have taught in other places along the way. And, you know, Dr. Barham, when he was still in the area, would come and work with my students and was always a kind ear and always encouraging, and just a really, not only a great teacher, but really a wonderful human. And that is what always, I think, captured many of us who were students of his.
Alan, let me ask you this when it comes to, you know, the honors of Dr. Barham and others that are getting inducted into the Emporia State Music Hall of Honor. Why is this so important for students to see this, whether it's with a gala music benefit that's benefiting them or not? Why is it so important to see these particular professors get the honors that they obviously deserve?
Well, that's a great question. Terry had such a profound impact on so many students, and a large number of his students went on to have gone on to really distinguished careers. Jason was Kansas Teacher of the Year, for example.
Right.
So he was responsible for shaping so many lives and for shaping the direction of choral music in Kansas. And I think it's really important for students to see faculty who have had such a profound impact on their profession. Plus, he's just a wonderful human being, and I want the students to meet him because he is such a tremendous person.
Well, Jason, what did getting the alumni choir together entail?
Well, it was a lot of, you know, the social media was helpful in this scenario. Sometimes it's not, but I use social media, lots of email lists, and thank you to the ESU Department of Music and other folks on campus who were able to, you know, get me alumni emails. So a lot of spreading the word through social media and email contacts. And, the exciting thing is this alumni choir, as Dr. Comstock alluded to, there are a lot of people who have gone on to become, you know, music educators, but we also have folks who, you know, they had other career paths, but they still sang at Emporia State regardless of their major. And I think that was a really cool thing to see too, is that you're going to see people who have dedicated their lives to music and then other people in that alumni group who have chosen other careers. And so it's going to be sort of a wonderful combination and mixture of people coming together and from different eras too. You know, some folks are going to be there from Terry Barham's first years, and some are going to be there from his final years at ESU. So it's going to be kind of a wonderful ensemble of people coming together, pun intended.
Very well put. What else is going to be, I guess, there available here for people to hear coming up here on Saturday?
So go ahead, Dr. Comstock.
Apart from the alumni choir, we will also have our own a cappella choir. So they'll be able to hear past singers as well as our current students. And, of course, during the intermission, just immediately after the intermission, we will be having the induction ceremony where Terry actually is inducted into the Beach Hall of Distinction.
All right, so this is the Music Gala Benefit Concert, Emporia State, this Saturday night, 7:30. And, Alan, let's talk about what the money is used for. We'll get to the ticket information here in just a second, but this is very important. You mentioned this is the biggest fundraiser for the music department, and this goes towards scholarships. So how important is this?
Oh, this is absolutely critical. Even though ESU has the most affordable tuition of any state university in Kansas, it's still very expensive for students to attend university. And for students who come to ESU, participating in music is something typically they've done throughout their entire middle school and high school careers, and they want to keep doing it. It helps them to connect. Well, you know, oftentimes the money that they receive from these music scholarships may make a difference between not just their ability to carve out that niche of time to be able to participate, but possibly even come to school. And what's unique about the music from this fundraiser is that it goes toward students from any major. Now, that is absolutely critical for all of our ensembles. We wouldn't have a band, orchestra, choirs, jazz bands, if it wasn't for participation of non-music majors as well as music majors. And most of our scholarships are endowed, which means that they have very specific requirements for the student. The student must be a music ed major that is a singer or plays this particular instrument. This fund is open, so we can give it to any students from any major who participate in our ensembles. So as I said, this is an absolutely vital source of funding for us.
Okay, well, let's talk here, Alan, about the ticket prices, and let's take it where folks can get the tickets as well.
Okay, ticket prices are only $25, And they can be purchased in three ways. Of course, they can be purchased online. ESU has a really easy system for purchasing them. You can go to emporia.edu/music, and there will be a link for the benefit concert, and it takes you right to the webpage where you can donate. You can come to the music office, which is room 105 in Beach Hall. You can purchase your tickets there, or you can purchase them at the door. It's about as easy as it can be. And we always, you know, encourage people to, if they can't attend in person, we still, of course, would love you to donate. And this year, you can live stream the event. So even if you're thinking, oh, no, I can't come, or, you know, you have purchased a ticket and you're under the weather, you can still live stream it. And there's a link for that at the same page where you purchase your ticket.
Yeah, if you go on to emporia.edu, you can find the Emporia State Department of Music, and you will find it there, no problems at all. I did it this morning, so it can be done easily.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ron.
All right, so a big night coming up Saturday, October 2nd, 7:30 p.m., Albert Taylor Hall. Quickly, Alan, COVID mitigation rules on campus Emporia State, where are we at?
Okay, thank you for asking that question, Ron. Yeah, masks are mandatory. So, you know, everyone will be required to wear a mask, but we're not requiring social distancing. However, I will say Albert Taylor Hall is a big space. So I don't think there will be any problem with finding a seat, you know, where you're well away from other audience members.
Well, looking forward to a great evening. Boy, honoring Dr. Terry Barham. Boy, what tonight it is going to be. Jason, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Great day. Jason Sickle, who is up in the Overland Park area, Emporia State alum, will be conducting the alumni choir. And, of course, Dr. Alan Comstock, who chairs the Department of Music at Emporia State. Alan, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, Chuck. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right. Thank you both. That is the Emporia State Department of Music Gala Benefit Concert, Chuck, this Saturday.
All right. And if you'd like to be part of our morning show, we only have a couple of slots available, and the Newsmaker at 7:15 is not on that list. So if you'd like one of the 8 o'clock hour slots, give us a call, 342-1400, or shoot us an email to kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow, our Newsmaker guest is Salvation Army Lieutenant Miley Haddon. We're discussing the food pantry situation, which means we really start ramping up the promotion for the KVUE annual Drive for Food effort starting tomorrow morning.
Yes, we do. And, of course, our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. KVOE Live and Local, 7:34, sunshine, 71 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
USD 251 North Lyon County is hiring. They're currently seeking qualified applicants for the positions of assistant cook at Northern Heights High School, as well as route, activity, and substitute bus drivers. USD 251 is a great place.